The Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union. This is where you belong. Over the years, we've cared for you to help you meet your needs. We're trustworthy, dependable, so you can grow financially. The Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union.
And it's time for us to say special good afternoon, a hearty good afternoon to our friends at the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union. We have, of course, Mr. Kyle McCollin, and he is joined by his colleague. And his colleague is, let me see here, let me look at the screen, taking that good close look at the screen. But the full name isn't there, so let me say good afternoon. You can introduce yourself, please.
Hi, my name is Shaquem Bell.
There you go, Shaquem Bell. That's the correct notification that we need. And Kyle McCollin, tell us about your respective roles and what our focus is here today.
Okay, so today we are here to talk about new membership, all about how to join the credit union, and what is needed, basically about our branches, and basically how you can become a member.
And in terms of location, where are you across the island?
All right, so we have our Six Rose branch, Belmont Road, Bridgetown, and Mullina Quarter.
And also the Carlton branch.
And the Carlton branch, yes, please.
The opening hours for these branches for people to come and visit you and the online opportunities to engage.
All right. So the opening hours Monday to Thursday, all of our branches currently will be 8 until 3:30 p.m. On Fridays, it will be 8 until 4:30 p.m. And on Saturdays, it will be 9 till 12. You can feel free to go over to our website, publicworkers.bb, to engage in our online banking platform at any point in time once you have a stable internet connection.
How easy is it to join?
All right, so it's very easy. So basically, you just need two forms of ID, valid forms of ID, that be either driving license, Barbados ID card, passport, or birth certificate, proof of address no older than 3 months, can't be a cell phone bill, and a minimum of $125. Although, even if you belong to another credit union, you are still welcome to come and join us. You just have to go through our dual membership process. You can visit any of our branches to complete the dual membership application. And you must know, in terms of our thrift clubs, we have something called thrift club for the smaller children. It's starting from as small as 0, where you just need to bring two forms of ID for them, and the parent can open the account for them until they reach A16.
We're looking at the thrift savers. What do you teach them? Because I know you do some programs which give them the knowledge and the wisdom to handle their money at a young age, and that's important, especially as things are so tight and they need to be able to see a way. What seminars or platforms do you create for them to learn?
Okay, so regarding the thrifty teens or the youth club saver members, we try to instill a culture of frugality and miserliness, and those are done within the seasonal events that the credit union launch. For example, one would be the Easter seminar workshop. Of course, we still, well, in the past, before the COVID pandemic, we would have the summer camp, and of course, the Christmas drive. And it's during those events that our thrift club committee liaison officer would have invited some other guests to instill certain disciplines into the children. As past thrift club committee members, myself and Shaquem, this is something that we would have experienced firsthand. And I would definitely encourage anyone between the ages of, you know, from birth to age 16, you know, to sign up and, you know, get involved. It's something that would definitely still be
promoting certain soft skills such as financial literacy, networking, becoming a leader, starting from young. That's what we do.
And how does this build morale, esteem, and confidence?
Oh, okay, so Speaking from primary experience, for example, in the Easter workshop, we would have had some guest appearances by Judas Giddens in media training. For myself, it really would have really aided me in public speaking on various topics, even things that you may not be most comfortable on, in impromptus and what's not. It can also guide you into that path with the Toastmasters and what's not.
Team building,
of course. And as Shakeem would have mentioned with financial literacy, it teaches you how to start saving small amounts from early, and it's a habit that it can really take you really far into your life if you can really get it done part from early. So yes, it's definitely something that increases the morale and the confidence in the ability in handling your money and understanding what a dollar truly means.
And for potential older members, what are the services that you offer, especially with the issues that they'll be facing?
Okay, so we promote various savings products as well as our loans products. The savings, we start as small as home builders, where you just have to start with $25. This can encourage you to save apart from your other spending. And then we have bigger plans such as our premier plan and our executive platinum for those persons who are really into saving. And on your loans end, we are here to assist you with anything that you need at any time.
What are some of the current trends that you observe, and how do you facilitate them? What are people more interested in at this point?
At this point, really, from reviewing our loan, we would say that a lot of people are into mortgages, surprisingly, in this current trend. And we must say that we are here and are willing to assist our members by promoting our 100% mortgages. We also have a lot of persons who's interested in vehicles as well, and those persons who are also interested in our home improvement loan as well. You can go on your website and contact any of our officers listed there to get any information about our loans products as well as our savings products as well. We have all the emails and information there that would help you to start the process.
What are the payment terms in terms of the duration, let's say, for a car loan?
Okay, so the car loan basically it depends on the age of the vehicle and the price of the vehicle. We can then determine the length of time to repay for the car loan. So we won't be able to tell you that offhand, but as I said, you can visit our website, get in contact with any of our officers, so you can get further details when it's specific to the car that you are looking for.
And generally, what's the minimum amount that you have to retain on your account?
$125 is the minimum that is needed on the account.
There are persons who try to join other institutions, and they say it's like the most taxing thing they have ever done to try and become a member. It's not that difficult to become a member of your family, is it?
It's really not that difficult. Go ahead, Cole.
Okay, yes. Well, as Shakeem would have mentioned before, once you have your two forms of ID, your proof of address, and the $125, you can feel free to walk into any of our branches, or you can schedule an appointment via our email addresses, and you can have that scheduled, and you can leave the branch with your account open at that point in time. It takes about 24 to 48 hours for the accounts to be officially approved. But once that has been done, yes, you can feel free to make applications at that point. For any loan application at that point.
Any loan application, from mortgages, back to our car loans, home improvement, personal loans. We also open our savings products same day for you. So you don't have to worry about coming back to open your savings products as well.
Do you have to be a long-standing member, or can you become a new member and access some of the products that you have, such as the said loans?
Yes, you can start once the account is approved. Account is approved, you can go ahead and start our savings or loans products.
And generally, what's the feedback from your new members? Because those who are listening thinking, I would love to become a member, but what's the experience like for those who join as newbies?
Well, for our newer members, the feedback so far for working in the contact center has been quite positive, actually. Members are actually quite surprised as to the full extent that the Public Workers Credit Union can go for them. Really, once you join our membership, you enter into a world of financial support. As was mentioned before, we try to invest or reinvest into our membership. Therefore, whether you're just would have completed what we would have called the common interest before, you could have received some academic rewards. There are also scholarships. For those entering or seeking higher education, you can request a grant. You know, in these trying economic times, we do have the social outreach program for members who would also require a little extra help. So for our members who have just joined in 2022 or late 2021, the feedback has been quite surprising as they had no idea as to exactly what kind of support system they were entering, and they were quite pleased about that.
And traditionally, go ahead.
We just need everyone to know that anybody can become a member, not only government employees, but anybody. You just need to present the documentation we have mentioned before, which is the two forms of ID, valid proof of address, no older than 3 months, and a minimum of 120 claim. So anybody can join. This is where you belong.
And the traditional view of seeing the credit union as an entity which helps many Barbadians move forward in life. That's still one of the main reasons people see Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union and members of the credit union community as being so vital.
Yes, please. Yes, please. When it comes to aiding our members in progression in their life, we take it very seriously. We have a very heavy focus and emphasis on commitment to membership. And it's kind of like the line that draws between a credit union and a bank. Unlike a bank, they have shareholders to pay and to answer to. A credit union, though, our shareholders are our membership. Therefore, we are able to reinvest all profits and earnings. We reinvest all the time spent back into membership. And that really shows a difference in the personalized customer service you can receive when you enter a branch, or if you just choose to dial the contact center number, or if you go over to our online banking platform, you will really experience a different feel when you come into contact with the public workers.
All right, so the social media platforms where we can find you.
Okay. So again, you can go to our website, www.publicworkers.bb. You can go to our Instagram page, at BPWCCUL. And you can also view our Thrift Club page as well, which is Thrift Club underscore BPWCCUL.
How many members do you have? Approximately.
Our membership have been growing, so.
Yeah, it's been growing exponentially. So at this point, it may be a bit difficult to put a literal number on it, but we're growing quite quickly at this point, for sure.
And we are encouraging you to come over and take advantage of all of our products and services which we are offering.
Well, I'd certainly like to thank both of you for coming through today via the Zoom, live on VOB 92.9 FM, Ms. Shaquem Bell and Mr. Carl McCollin on behalf of the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union Limited. Thank you for being a part of it on VOB 92.9 FM. Certainly great listening, and I trust that hundreds more will be added to your membership fold as a result of our experience today. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Thank you too.
The Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union. This is where you belong. Over the years.